Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 17th of September. New South Wales recorded 1,284 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night. There were also 12 deaths, including two women in their 20s and an Aboriginal man in his 80s at an aged care facility in Dubbo. The man was one of three people to pass away in aged care facilities in Dubbo yesterday. This brings the Western New South Wales Local Health District's total COVID patient deaths to seven. There were 15 new cases across the district overnight, seven in Dubbo, three in Wellington, one in Bathurst, one in Bourke, one in Blaney, one in Narromine, and one in Orange. Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin confirmed that the man who passed away in the St. Mary's Villa aged care facility had received his first vaccine dose before his death. There are now three deaths linked to St. Mary's Villa and 21 active cases currently in the facility. There were five new cases in the Far West Local Health District, three in Wilcannia and two in Broken Hill. On to Victoria, where there were 510 new locally acquired cases recorded to midnight last night, bringing the state's total active cases to 4,697. There was also one death recorded, a woman in her 50s. There were nine new cases across regional Victoria, three in Ballarat, two in Geelong, two in Mitchellshire, one in East Wimmera, and one in Latrobe Valley. Victoria's COVID-19 commander Jerome Wymar has addressed the planned protests for this Saturday and how they may affect the 2,700 people with vaccination appointments at either Jeff's Shed or the Royal Exhibition Building in Melbourne. If you're due to get vaccinated then, simply bring evidence of your appointment to pass through police checkpoints that will be set up. Otherwise, if you're uncomfortable going in for the appointment, that's fine. Just call or cancel online. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.